Hey, good morning.
Morning. Okay, we just finished Shin Tes Zayin about Hilchos Seida. We're starting Shin Yud Zayin, Hilchos Kosher. So Kosher, Kesher Shokayama. So the general klal by Kosher is that Blacha D'Oraisa needs to be one, it has to be Kesher Shokayama, and it has to be Maisa Uman. It has to be like a special knot. Yeah. Okay. The Kesher Shokayama means it's supposed to be permanent, and that it has to be a special type of knot. A sailor's knot, I mean, not a baki and all the different types of knots, but like something which is going to be a special type of knot which will last. And chayev, right? Kesher Shokayama, who by Se'uman, chayev. Kegoin, Kesher Agamalim, or, you know, like for instance, it's a lot of sharing, a lot of knots is a special way of doing them so they don't come out. They have the gemalim knots that they tie it to the round of the neck. The kesher asapanim and the sailor knots. The kishrei ritzuos minal and the shoemaker's knots and the, when they used to make sandals, or they used to tie the leather. Vesandal shakoshim haratzani b'shas asiyasan and the knots in the leather that they tie when they make it. Tefillin knots also. Tefillin knots are also ma'isa uman and made to last, right? They're not generally not made to be taken out. If you have a lasting knot, meaning the whole discussion, Kesher Shokayama, does it machlokes about, does it mean forever? Does it mean for that day? And also, generally, we are machmir for 20. If it's for, you know, if you want to keep it for 24 hours, and it's a problem. And the question is also, is it totally on a person's das or not? Which we do are machmir whatever a person's kavana is. But ain't a ma'isa uman. It's not a ma'isa uman. For example, a double knot, potter, but it's still us. V'yesh cholkim, and some say no. Shesvir lo the kol kasher shachayama afilu shahedjot. The Rosh, the Ramah's machmir, that any kesher shokayama is chayav deraisa, doesn't need to be ma'isa uman, so a double knot would be, according to the Ramah, would be chayav. The yeshayim shekol kesher she'ena osri lahatir v'oista yoyim atzmai, mikri shokayama. Now, like I mentioned, the machabir's ma'ash chayama means, you know, permanent, or at least, you know, it could follow up, but the point is for it to last. Whereas this shita in the Ramah holds that even if it's just for one day, it's called shel kayama. Some say it has to last 7 days. If it doesn't last 7 days, lo mikri shel kayama. Some say that's not called shel kayama. The lamaisa is. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you say that it's a day, it doesn't mean until evening. We're makel, it means 24 hours. So for example, if you would tie a knot, again we're talking about, it's still also to tie a double knot, but if your kavana was to take it out, so that's a din derabanan, that would be a din derabanan, which nafkaminas. There are nafkaminas, so the Mishnah Berurah does say, "Kosher b'Lel Shabbos, Asul Hadiyam Shabbos Asul." Because the Ein Mamish B'Oisa Yom, because Kol Yish Lomer D'Shari, it's called B'Yom, but according to the Shita, but originally we're Machmir. Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama, if it's not a permanent knot, V'Eino Ma'isa Uman, and nor is it a Ma'isa Uman, Mutar L'Kashro L'Chatchila. As which generally we say is a single knot, which is just tight, pulls things tight. It doesn't last, and it's also not a ma'isa uman. Muta l'kashra l'chachila, that you can do l'chachila. We're going to get into, well, if it's, you know, a niva gavi kasher, if you do if you do a single knot, and then you, okay, there's classic examples of bow, but there are other ways to do a niva if you stick it inside and, you know, and you go ahead and you loop it around numerous times, something like that is also a niva. So that would be mutter. It's the same din. A matir is just the opposite of kosher. There is, and some say that the question by matir, like all the negative halachos, kibui and seiser, does it need to be, al-das, likshar again? I think generally it's, we say no. We say that it's also, even if you're al-das, to tie again. Let's say a strap breaks and he ties it. Let's say the rope breaks and he ties the two ends together. Or you tie the chevel to a li. You tied simply the muzzle for the thing in the mouth of the animal. The potter, that's potter. Because that's not a ma'aseh umah. These are just simple das. You don't need to be a sailor or a shoemaker. Just people that nicely b'chol yom, they just do these simple das. But you want it to last. If it's not shachayama, in kasher kasher uman. Now the opposite. Let's say you did you didn't want it to last, but you tied it kasher uman. Hareza also, that will be also. L'torach mitzvah. This is what the nafkamina about whether it's derabanan or not. Higoyin shakosha limdoid echa mishur etaira. Let's say you need to measure, tchumin or something like that. Measure the eruv, whatever it is. So then you wanna tie it together two strings just to measure it. So higoyin shakosha limdoid echa mishur etaira. Mutar likshur. Kesher she'eino shel kayama. You're allowed to tie a kesher she'eino shel kayama, even as a ma'aseh umah, because it's makom mitzvah.
You say it is a ma'aseh umah, not a ma'aseh umah.
Well, no, because makom mitzvah. This is no. Feel Rashi and Mishmaru said feel ma'aseh umah. That's the point of the Shulchan Aruch. That it's even a ma'aseh umah, since it's only derabanan, the makom mitzvah is mutter. Although the Mishnah does bring the ish cholkin ish machmirim, I would think we can get out if you can do it in a different way. That would be better. Anytime you have any knot which is any double knot, you should never untie it. Anu b'kin eizem b'kri kesher shal umah. We don't know. A simple double knot. Maybe it's shalom. We're not bikim. So therefore, also the kashmo. Who are the lahatira? You can't take it out. Let's say that you tied his shoe on very tightly and he did a double knot and you could untie it. Also, we're going to see that if you're trying to tie your shoe and it accidentally made a double knot, you're also allowed to untie that. Because it's also that you didn't have kavanah to make it, so we don't have more goyzer in that case. How do we inan shnei kshayim zel ze hainu kusha kusha shnei dvarim biyachad? That which in order to be also you need double knot. That's only if you're trying to go ahead and tie two things together. V'im asa kesher v'rosh echad shochut or meshicha dino kshnei kshayim. If you go ahead and you take a rope and you tie a single knot in the rope itself. That's a kesher shakayama because that's very tight and that really lasts. So therefore also if a person has a person ties on a bag of challah, a bag of bread, people tie a knot, to undo that is usur. Because that's the din of like tuksharim, and therefore we'll see, therefore it's, but you have to tear the bag open. Anything you have a single knot, and as like I said, bags is very common. Or people take the, if you just take the two, let's say a shopping bag, you just take the two things and you pull them together, that's fine, it's a single knot. But if you go ahead and take it and twist it around and tie it, that's also to untie. Nishbetu loy, ritzuos min al vasandal, o nishmat rova regel, let's say, the ritzuos, the straps of his sandal or his shoe came out. Shenishmat rova regel mutar lahachzer ritzuos in klayman rad shlo yikshor. Or for example, let's say your shoe, in classic case, your shoelaces came out, or more, even more classic case, your kids thought it was funny and took your shoelaces out. So, akopanim, you're allowed to put them back in as long as it's not a new shoe. Gavadach shiuchal achzir below toirach, which shoelaces are easy to put back. Well, in tzarach toirach lazeh, also the chashina shema yikshor. Let's say sometimes the shoelace, either the shoelace is frayed. So then it takes time to get it to rethread it, so that will be a problem, but that's extra tayrach. But if it goes in easily, it's no problem. Matirim beis atzavar mikesher shekoshro kaveis. If it used to be that they used to tie together a shirt, and so you're allowed to rip open that tie. To untie the tie. She'eino kesher shekhayama. That's not kesher shekhayama, because the kavana over there was that you should open it. So but if you get it from the store like that, you can't open it up. The mitkan manahu, that's called tikum manah. The poiskim are mafta to go ahead and to take, if you have a new shirt, to take all the little things out. It depends on the pins. Nowadays they use the plastic things, so leave the pins for now. So the plastic hold, you're allowed to take those out. That's not to consider tikkun manah. It's just packaging. Agar, if you look for a niftach, even if it's opened a bit, rak shechazar uman uksharo, but he went back and tied it up. But tofro biyachad yeshar unen oisim. Then it's also called, if a uman does it, it's also called tikkun manah, because it's meant to last to get to the person, and that's meant to be there. V'chein also lenatek olachtek zuk shominalim. It's also to go ahead and let's say you get your shoes from the store and they tie the shoelaces together to keep the pair together. A truim yachad keder sheoni oisim avagav the tefira. Right, we're going to get to Hilchos Tefer later on, but here we're discussing what is Shel Kayama. Right, Tefer also is an afkamina of Shel Kayama, because if the Tefer, which can also be glue, we'll see later on, glue is also a type of Tefer. If it's meant to last for a long time, then there's an issue of opening it. If it's just glued together, just like, you know, because they know you're going to open it quickly, afkamina also by and there's a discussion by diapers, if that's shokayama or not. We have a tape. That's why, you know, the machmirin, like using Huggies, could be other brands nowadays, I don't know, that use Velcro. Velcro is not also in Shabbos. The question over there is, since it's sent from the store, in the store it's supposed to keep that way, you know, is that, by opening, is that tikkun manah, or it's meant to open, so therefore, that would be not Shel Kayama, that's a discussion.
So if you know that you get children's shoes and they're held together with a plastic slippers and
yeah, so one second, we'll get to that in a second. The ain chiluk b'tfira bein shachayama and shachayama. But tefir, there's nothing in shachayama and shachayama. If it's tefir, that's considered, right. The nakuda tefira, what I was pointing out was, sorry, I made a slight mistake, is that considered tefir or not? It doesn't make a difference. What if it's tefir together, then that doesn't make a difference. Okay. So if it's sewn, sorry. If it's sewn together, sewing, if it's something sewn or stuck together, then the glue is a different shiloh. We're going to actually get the glue later on. I was just mentioning it here, but al kopanim, the something which is sewn together, it doesn't make a difference. You can't, to tear it is a problem. Yesh matirim mitfil she'enu shachayam, but are those by tefer, if it's not shachayam, are matir. Ve'en lahatir b'fnei ama arit. So therefore, the Ramah is be'etzem makel for people who know the halachos, to go ahead and to cut it, if it's attached together, to cut the string, or like I said, the plastic thing holding it together, you can cut that. Even tefillah, you'd be allowed to cut in order to use it on Shabbos. Opening the what's it called? Opening your pockets. I don't think there's a tzarich for that. So therefore, I don't think it's makel. But for you know, obviously for Shabbos to go, you need a pair of shoes, you need a pair of whatever. So then that would be mutter. The pockets are sewn. Yes, makom patish. What I'm pointing out is that's the point over here is Ramaz Mekel in a case that where they're sewn together, opening is makom patish. So he's Mekel by also Mekel by if it's two things stuck together, that's not makom patish. I was just pointing out that therefore there's no you know if it's a tzarech the beged, let's say it's sewn over here and you can't put it on or something like that. So that if it's mamish sewn that you know if it's just a little say one little string together hold it you know till you get it till you open it so that will be okay to open. Obviously if it's sewn in the way where you can't you have it's like a bais uman it's sewn really well to open it. That's what's pointing out by the what's normal sometimes again is the pockets are sewn that would be like a bais uman and that would be tikkun that would be considered makom patish of fixing the of finishing the suit. Koshrin Dleva Meshicha, you're allowed to tie a bucket with your gartel, Nagib, who has a gartel and or his belt, and you want to tie it on. Because you're not that the kashir is definitely not Shokayama because you want it back. You can't use a rope. How do you leave a dilema kavuim before? That's only by a bucket, which is by a well. It's permanent. It's set there by the well. But dilema shalanu she'ena kavuim before. You just have stam a bucket. Eino kesher shakayama because you need the bucket for different things. You're just going ahead and just sticking it in. You know, you want to stick it down, so you're just tying using the rope or using the belt quickly to pull it up. Aniva mutter. Now that was by a kosher, but now we're getting to aniva. The lav keshehu. What is aniva? So obviously the classic case of aniva is a bow, but other anivas would be a shiloh as well. Is the like I've seen kids they wrap a jump rope around the tree or something like that, or around a post or something. Is that they don't do a kshira, but they go ahead and they wrap it around and they stick it through 10 times. That's aniva. Aniva, the pirush of aniva is something that comes out that or let's say you tie a slip knot. Right, so you just pull. If you could pull one end, and the whole thing comes apart. That would be considered the tali on the slip knot. But whatever. But the kulpanim, that would be considered aniva because it comes out because it's not a full knot because something's blocking it, and it comes out with one pull. So therefore, aniva is mutter. There are those the Yerushalayim who machmir for shitas Rabbi Yehuda who offers. Aniva and Shabbos, but that's for machmirim, whatever. But in general, but everyone is knowing, obviously knowing Keter, not like the Buddha. V'gava filu im also kesher echad lamata. V'noigim boi Keter. Even if it's like I said, tying your shoelace and you need aniva gavi kesher, the minig is not to be machmir. Again, generally when the Ramah says noigim boi Keter, it means that there is a definitely. Atzad to try to be machmir, but the minig is not to a person to hear Shemaim and on Shemaim he can think about it, but Al Kupanim it's not just explaining what the Ramah means is knowing in Boheter as opposed to when he paskins explaining the lashon. So therefore you're allowed if you do even a double knot. Shmir Shabbos says that you do a double bow on top. You're also allowed to untie a Shmir Shabbos paskin or Shabbos Zalman paskin. That's mutter. That's still considered aniva. We get into a shayla about the ties, so it gets all complicated. You can spend hours talking about neckties. There's a few different types of ties. Let's say a double Windsor, where that's like a real that you need to really untie it when you know to take it out. There are half Windsors, and there's the army ties and different things. The machmirim. You know, obviously it also depends. If you put a tie on and you take it off after Shacharis, you tie it on each time, so definitely that's not shokayama, that pashas is mutter. Like, you know, if a lot of people just tie it before Shabbos and leave it the whole Shabbos, then that's when you get into shilas. So either if you make a proper tie, like a real, fancy tie, there's people machmir and that also. People. I mean, but knowing in Heter, if you untie it on Shabbos itself, if you undo it on Shabbos, but there are those who are machmir that one of the ways to test if it's shokayama is if you pull the tie, does it turn into a knot or does it just fall apart? If you pull out the loop, is it stay a knot or just the whole thing falls apart? If it falls apart, it's definitely an iva. If it stays a knot, like I said, ish matirim, if you untie it, and that's, general minig. But there is room to be machmir if a person wants to.
Question: if you want to keep that knot forever?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and then that would be a problem. My wife ordered my son a tie that it looks like a tie. It's just the bottom part just goes through and out, so the knot is there forever. It's just you just pull up and down.
No, the string in the back that adjusts so that he can put it on and off.
No. It's just a loose. For some reason, it's a knot. I'd actually investigate how it works. And the bottom part, the small part, just goes in and out. And so, for yeshiva boys, I guess it's very handy. For kids, I'll kupon him. And they should make it for adults also, I think. But whatever. You can tie a chevel, so the cow doesn't leave the enclosure, even if it's attached to two sides of the door. The point is over here, it's not shokayama. We're not chayshish, you're gonna go ahead and untie one and leave one forever, because that would be shokayama. No, you're just gonna take it off. You're allowed to carry a chevel of a fancier chevel to tie it on the par by the cow's muzzle or whatever mouth. Like we said before, that you're going to go ahead and just leave it. But an actual chevel, no, because that's normal to leave. How do you mean the kosher be'evus u'bapara? That's to tie it on to like a cow or whatever. But im haya kosher ve'evus, if it's tied on to the thing, to the avos, the what?
Trough.
Oh, the trough. Okay, fine. The road to the kosher of a par, and you want to tie the, or let's say it's by a dog, and you want it tied to a post, and you tie it to the neck, whatever. Oh, im haya kosher of a par, the road to the kosher ve'evus, if it's tied to one permanently, you want to tie the other. Mutu b'chol chedel, because you're not going to leave it like that. One other nakuda which is brought down on the plate scheme, and finish with this, is talking about the Gemara talks about poisel pasilim of rope making ropes. So if you have a string and you unravel the string, but the string itself, that's an iser of matir, or making a rope is an iser of kosher. It's a tolda. Therefore, the plate scheme discussed about twist ties. Closing a bag with a twist tie, that if you go ahead and you make a nice twist, it's the b'yoshuv's machmir, whatever, that's called poisa pasilim, that would be an isra on Shabbos, because it's metal, it stays like that. However, b'yoshuv held that if you go ahead and just twist it once, then that's not really, just to close it, ba'alma, that's okay, that's not poisa pasilim, but to go ahead and twist it a few times would be asr.